Track 2. Lorna Jesty meets Brenda Arthur, former Lord Mayor and Chairman of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, and she is chatting about events associated with the festival.
Hello, and I've got Brenda Arthur sitting next to me, and
with a lovely cup of tea, thank you very much.
And I've got a cup of coffee, and if you don't know, Brenda Arthur is Chair of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival Board. Yes?
That's right.
And I'm hoping to find out a bit more about what you do, what the festival's about.
Well, I became involved with the festival 8 years ago when I was aware of the huge range of cultural and arts organisations that there are in the city, offering a range of different opportunities for people, from the garage through to the arts centre to the writers' centre. And pivotal for me was the festival, which 17 days in May puts on this amazing broad range of music, performance, visual arts, which is hugely attractive to tourists and to the economy of the city, but more importantly for me, gives people who wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to experience good quality performances and music to have the opportunity to do that.
I think it's great. I remember taking my son to an event in the park and he just loved it as a little kid.
I mean, we have ticketed events clearly because while we have a huge grant from the Arts Council and from the City Council, we rely a lot on ticket income. But for me, the best part of the festival are the free events. We take over Chapelfield Gardens and it becomes the Festival Gardens. And in the gardens and throughout the city, there are lots and lots of activities. Circus, clowns, a whole range of events. And I remember one magical festival when we had an orchestra playing in Chapelfield Gardens. Mm-hmm. And because of the heat of the weather and the effect it was having on their strings, they had to decamp to underneath one of the huge oak trees in Chapelfield Gardens and played this absolutely beautiful music. But what was really impactful for me was that there were young children walking past who, mm-hmm, stopped, yes, and listened together with their parents. Children who would never have gone to a musical concert,
yeah, yeah,
and who heard live music played superbly in an amazing setting in the heart of their city, really accessible. And that's what's important for me, that the events that we put on are accessible to as many people as possible.
I think I've spoken to you before about how I heard about the is it Frozen, something like that, it's a project or something that with
Frozen Light is
that's it. Thank
Frozen Light is a theatre company that is based here in Norwich, that works with people with profound disabilities.
Yeah.
So their performances are limited to an audience of about 12. So the largely young people, but some older people come with their carers. They each have a very discreet area in which they can sit, usually with lots of lovely sparkly lights. And And the whole performance is based on ensuring that it's very interactive. So there are always lots of things to smell. And if in the play or the production people are eating, then food will be passed around to the people, yeah, taking part. So it's sight, taste, hearing, and just a spectacle. Last year, I was privileged to go to one of the early performances of their latest production, which is called The Bar at the End of the Universe.
Yeah.
And they offered us all drinks. Did we want alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
I hope that wasn't later on in the day.
Espresso martini was delicious.
Oh, good.
But it is, I can't speak highly enough of that organisation, because they're touring nationally. They've been recognised nationally as well as being an amazing organisation. And so proud that they started here in Norwich and choose to stay here in the,
yeah,
city.
Well, it obviously attracts some amazing orchestras, artists who we wouldn't get to see in Norwich if it wasn't for the festival.
I think that's true, and it also, we also hope to bring maybe the best of their the best of their level. So we recently had a production that had been made by refugees, and again, it was an interactive one. So for me, much about the arts, I wish we could find a less elitist word than that, really,
yeah.
But is about us learning about ourselves and about learning with and for others. So watching people interact with refugees and sort of helping break down some of those barriers or those preconceptions was really important. And last year, I think we had some people from Bradford, a group of Asian men who were doing something around car maintenance in one of the car parks. So it can be a bit alternative.
Absolutely.
But equally, we had the Halle Orchestra here, which was a huge coup. So it's, I wouldn't say sublime to the ridiculous, because it wasn't ridiculous, but, you know, a whole gamut of different kinds of... So something that should be there for everybody.
Well, it's not just in Norwich, the city itself, is it? Because it is a Norfolk and Norwich.
Yes, that's right. So we've done work in Great Yarmouth, in Diss, some village halls in the county, across to King's Lynn. And that's during the festival. But year-round, we have... an element of the festival that's called Connect and Create, which is doing lots of work in local communities and a huge amount of work in schools.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's, again, something that's really, really important, because as budgets are squeezed and as arts and music provision in schools is just decimated, we need to let young people have the opportunity to tap into those skills and strengths, or just to hear, you know, who of us isn't moved by a piece of music or seeing a particular production. It either makes us cross, it makes us happy, it makes us sad, it makes us tap into a whole range of emotions.
Oh, yes.
And young people ought to be given the opportunity to do that.
Oh, no.
I mean, you'll be aware from having a son who's gone through the music system that you must have watched things change as...
Oh, yes, yeah. And I mean, he talks about the lack of opportunities for young people these days. So this could inspire a young person.
I do believe it can change lives, and that sounds a bit grandiose, but, you know, it's just that germ, isn't it? It's that germ.
Yeah, it gives you that.
Yeah.
So you're busy all year round then.
Well, yes, but it's back, you know, the board sort of sets the strategic direction. It's the staff that do all the hard work, really. So it probably takes a couple of days a month of my time. Board meetings to chair, other meetings in between, supervising the chief exec. But you know, it's just an amazing privilege to be able to do that and to be involved in... So this year we had 55,000 people attending the festival. You know, 17 days in May, 55,000 people. That's touching a lot of lives.
That is, isn't it?
And some of those, we gave 300 subsidised tickets to people with disabilities and 139 free tickets to carers who had to come along with them. So, again, it's not just... You know, it's for everybody. The festival really is for everybody.
Yeah.
I think in the past it has had a reputation of being a bit elitist, as it grew out of a triennial music festival, and you know, I think the music is still very much at the heart of it, but it should be, there's some bits that are fun, you know, it has to be for everybody. It's not just for those few who have some money in their pockets, which again is why the free just really important.
And I notice there's a large programme that's available, so if any of the listeners were interested in that.
That's right, it's launched in February, and at about that time there should also be an audio version. So hopefully we can tap into Chatterbox and you can either dip into that and share it with people, or at least you can share with them how they can access that.
How they can access it, which would be absolutely great. So you do get to some of the concerts, you do get to experience things, so I think it's a very, must be quite a nice job, really. Well, I know you're a volunteer and stuff.
It is, and I do have to pay for my tickets. but yes, it is, it's an incredible privilege, the people that you meet. I mean, some of the work is around trying to encourage sponsors and donors, and so I meet with a lot of really interesting people from businesses, individuals who are prepared to give their money to the events, all sort of really, really nice people who want to make sure that there's a difference and that, that the arts, the very best of the very best, can come to Norwich. I mean, clearly people at the theatre, well, I'm supposed to call it Norwich Theatre Royal now, they've changed their names, haven't they? But, you know, the theatre attracts attracts good names as well. But, yes, the festival, just for those 17 days, brings that broad range of the best of the best.
Well, I think you've really told us all about it. We'll stop there, shall we? And we'll continue our drinks.
That's right.
Thanks ever so much.
You're very welcome.